Let's pray. God of the wilderness, you call your people to journey through the rough places. You call us to enter the hard and barren spaces of our lives and our world. You call us to look between the broken places for drops of love freely scattered. Remind us that you are our companion through every valley low and mountain high. Help us to see in the wilderness our whole selves and every life, loved, redeemed, and cherished, always in you. Amen. First time we've done Lent in a while together in this way, at least. We begin Lent once again with Jesus' journey in the wilderness. In Luke's gospel, he's led there by the Spirit. Only the synoptic gospels, Mark, Matthew, and Luke, tell the story of Jesus' 40 days sojourn in the wilderness, tempted by the devil. It's not found in the Gospel of John. And only in Luke is Jesus led by the Spirit into the wilderness. I've always gravitated to Luke's telling. In my own sojourns in the wilderness, I have been comforted and upheld in the trust that the Spirit has led me there and will remain on the journey with me. As I read through the scriptures for today and made my journey through, resources and commentaries, I found a particularly long and somewhat intentional sojourn coming into my heart and my mind and even into my sleep this week. In 2016, I took a six-month sabbatical, the first sabbatical in my then 34 years of ordained ministry. This wasn't my first wilderness experience, yet surely it was the longest. 6 months away from parish life as a rector, with the intention of opening myself to the leading of the Spirit in healing, refreshment, spiritual direction, sojourning with trusted mentors and friends, seeking God's voice anew in my life and being. And even with plans to travel, spend time in daily spiritual direction and in community with the beloved brothers of the Society of St. John the Evangelist at their country monastery and retreat center, attending the first leading women's conference of the Episcopal Church in California, and returning to a beloved place of former wilderness pilgrimages in the Black Hills of South Dakota. Even with all this planned, I was still grateful that the Spirit would be on the journey with me. I was taking intentional time to do inner work, where I knew I would encounter parts of myself that I often neglected due to lack of time to tend. And that needed attention, careful reflection, renewal, healing, humility, and honest work. I prayed for an open heart and mind as well as ears to hear what might indeed be difficult. I prayed for the desire to do the work these holy and intentional listenings would require. My sabbatical time in the wilderness was immersed in this work. I reflected on this passage from Luke and Jesus' Spirit-led sojourn in the wilderness. The passage from Romans reminds me of what Paul believed was the test of true belief. Paul picks up two key phrases from Deuteronomy today, on your lips and in your heart. He writes, if you confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. And in the following verse, Paul continues to reflect on the text from Deuteronomy in a slightly nuanced way. For one believes with the heart and so is justified, and one confesses with the mouth and so is saved. The heart and lips or mouth are connected in belief. The heart is internal and the lips or mouth are external. And some of the hardest work in my journey of faith has been to labor at connecting or reconnecting these two things. What I say with my lips should come from what I believe in my heart, which then directs my actions. Has anything ever popped out of your mouth that you didn't believe in your heart? Come on. Yeah. Once. I don't know about you, but this takes constant attention. Many of my personal Lenten sojourns have been taken in the wilderness. And that wilderness is not just encountering outstretched sands as we might think or picture a desert to be, but it's more like mountains with jagged edges, difficult terrain, encounters with wildlife, streams to navigate, unexpected challenges, hard work. This is how I encounter my inner journey in the wilderness. And the devil is there to thwart my intention to renewal, with an invitation to let my heart and words be disconnected, thereby moving me away from the source of my faith, Christ. So I work to replant and root my faith in the covenant at Sinai, to live the commandments and reconnect my heart, my belief in Christ, my call in Christ, to the words of my lips and my mouth, to my actions. Paul identifies Jesus' lordship and resurrection as the very center of the gospel narrative. If I confess Jesus as my Lord, as my Savior, I must be willing to follow his life and mission with the whole of my own life, not just those little pieces that we give to God. I have to give up my pride and any standing that comes with title, whatever very means. You get it? Gosh, are you guys there? To confess resurrection, to believe in Christ's resurrection and the resurrection promised to all of us at the end of this earthly life, I'm compelled to see beyond the earthly end of the story and believe and live into the triumph of love itself and embrace my life beyond fear, even when I might be terrified. Believe in this victory of life over death, of love itself. I have to let go any desire within that I might have for power and status. I have to let go any power or status that puts me above any other of God's beloveds. I seek the Jesus that God has chosen as my Savior. An impoverished Southwest Asian man from a backwater of the Roman Empire. This is my Savior. As Anna Olson writes in her commentary on this passage from Romans, this passage begs us to imagine that God might be doing something equally unexpected, even deeply countercultural in our day. We're living in a deeply challenging time. We have been and continue now to sojourn in the wilderness of our present world with difficult and challenging terrain. If all Christians would claim Jesus as their Lord and Savior and profess their beliefs in his resurrection and the presence among us even now of the God of love, then whatever our political beliefs are, this belief, the belief of our faith in our hearts and the profession of our lips should free us to speak clearly and in all places of the love of God that went to the cross to save us all by love. Not some, all. In accepting the truth of God's love, we are freed to speak of love of neighbor, of forgiveness, and the belovedness of all God's people. These are the values of faith that unite us when so much else threatens to divide us. This reading from Romans frames the Lenten invitation in a way that leads us toward the cross, which frees us to love fearlessly and to live in love beyond the boundaries that the world around us so often imposes. My sojourn in the wilderness in 2016 definitely had some reckonings. It had faithful work to do to keep aligning the belief of my heart to the words of my lips, to the actions of my faith. My Lenten journeys since that time have been sort of mini Sabbaths, opening that sojourn into the wilderness anew, where I purposely give my faith permission to get to work on me. This Lenten journey is necessary to our relationship with God and to one another, and to living God's love genuinely and consistently. It's a time to willingly subject ourselves to the struggle and discomfort of fitting this intentional journey into our daily lives and routines so that we can encounter ourselves in new ways, wrestling with those worldly values that somehow disconnect us from the values of God. Love, forgiveness, humility, giving of our resources of self toward the work of relief for those in need or want, those purposefully marginalized, and of reconciliation and an end to oppression in all forms. We deny ourselves the indulgences and conveniences and luxuries of our surroundings to open our hearts and memories to God's provision, protection, and sanctuary for others as well as ourselves, thereby coming to the cross in utter love, and meeting Easter morning with a renewed connection of our heart to our lips and actions, to God's unfathomable love. The passion of Holy Week and the glory of Christ's resurrection is all about love. The love we come to know more and more fully as we do the work of Lent, as we learn love in new and more intentional ways. We will speak out against fear, hatred, oppression, and speak up for justice. Justice, which is surely love lived out loud. Dear ones, we have a Savior who goes to the cross for the love of us all. We can surely spend these 40 days sojourning in our inner wilderness, renewing and reinvigorating our relationship with the God who loves us deeply, reconnecting our heart's belief with our words and our actions, and living as God's voice of love, of justice, in a world still in love with power, dominance, inequity, oppression, and self-glorification. God's voice of love must be heard anew. I invite you to the observance of a Holy Lent so that you might speak God's voice from your heart in the name of love itself. When I returned from that 6 months in the wilderness to my parish in Newtown, I heard God speaking. I asked, "Can I retire now?" Nope. God called me here. Out of that wilderness, God called me here. And it has been a lesson in love all along, and I give thanks to you for it. Let us pray. God of the wilderness, you call your people to journey through the rough places. You call us to enter the hard and barren spaces of our lives and our world. You call us to look between the broken places for drops of love freely scattered. Remind us that you are our companion through every valley, low and mountain high. Help us to see in the wilderness of our whole selves and every life, loved, redeemed, and cherished, always in you. Amen.